Hey guys, and welcome to the Passion Podcast from cold, semi-cold and definitely dreary and rainy Vancouver, British Columbia. We are 15 minutes away from Passion Vancouver, and so I'm going to have a little brief intro here, but I wanted to catch up with you. It's been a crazy day. We got into Vancouver at, midnight, got to the hotel close to 1 o'clock this morning, and it's been a crazy day. So here we are. Just had an incredible time of prayer right next door. I'm standing in the visiting hockey locker room at GM Place right on the water in downtown Vancouver. This is the home of the Canucks for all of you people who don't follow hockey too well. But we are in Canada, and there is nothing greater among the Canadians than their beloved sport of hockey. And I am cruising around the visiting locker room, which is pretty amazing. I used to work for the Flames before they moved to Calgary when they were still in Atlanta during my college days, and I kept the visiting locker room, and it wasn't near as swift as this one is right now. But nonetheless, that's beside the point. There is something building here tonight. Man, it's so exciting. I haven't been out in the arena, but it's like huge hockey arena. You know, and wow, I'm just not sure what's going to look like when we get in there. I haven't stepped out there. The doors have been open for, 45 minutes now, and we're starting at 7. It's about 14 till. But I just wanted to say hello before we started and welcome you back to the Passion Podcast. Mexico is in our hearts tonight, and to think that there are, 8,000 Mexicans, hopefully all with their wristbands on and somewhere in Mexico right now. A lot of people are thinking about Vancouver, Canada. I've got your sign, by the way. I have it with me, and I'm going to show it to the folks here in Vancouver in just a few minutes when we tell them at the start of this night that they're being prayed for from people from all over Mexico, and it's going to be a beautiful moment. So I'm fired up. I'm excited. We had a great meeting with pastors and campus leaders a couple of hours ago. Really cool thing, and won't go into all the detail of it, but this building is owned by a family that they not only own this building that we're in, but they also own the hockey team here in Vancouver. And one of the sons of this family has been so kind to us. I mean, the whole family has been incredibly kind to us, but he's just been with us in our prayer time, and it's just so cool. Oftentimes we're in these venues, and it's like, oh, the Christians are here, you know, and it's uphill battle, but here it's been, we're glad you're here, we believe in what you're doing. Tonight's going to be an incredible night. We want you to use this place for the glory of God, and so that's a very, very cool thing. So, but anyway, we're excited about this night. We really have this sense that God is going to bring healing here, and not the kind of healing that, you know, every person with an infirmity here is going to get healed by God, but I'm talking about emotional, spiritual, physical, people who are depressed, people who are broken down, people who have scars that have never been healed, people who've got wounds that, you know, they just couldn't get over. And we just believing the Spirit of God is just going to breathe tonight. And through the worship, particularly through the music's going to carry the healing of God to people tonight. And restoration and renovation is going to come just in that. And that's going to be a side stream to the grace stream that we're standing in the awakening to the campus stream that we're carrying here. So we're believing, we're excited. I got to go now because I want to be in there when the opening video starts. But we'll be back at some point on the Passion Podcast. Hey, Peace. Chris.
What's up?
That's Chris Tomlin. He's coming through to borrow the little men's room and my dressing room. So there he went. All right. Mark Kohler's here. Mark and his wife Lee and their team have been heading this thing up. And they're the ones who poured all the time and energy into making this work. Shelley has come in. There's a little meeting here now happening, and they're looking at me like I need to be somewhere. So I'll catch up with you soon. Take care. Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. This is Louie from Vancouver. And, man, I can't tell you what has happened in that little bitty space between when I said I'll be right back and now I'm right back. And we've just experienced one of the most amazing nights that you're ever going to be a part of in your lifetime. It all started when people just actually showed up to the GM Place and saw thousands and thousands and thousands of students lined up outside waiting to get in this venue. And I think for a lot of people, that was the moment where it was like, oh, wow, God is alive. The church is doing well in Vancouver. And who would have ever thought that somebody just would walk up on the street and say, no way, all these people are waiting for an event which is about worshiping God and celebrating the grace of Christ right here, and all these people are here waiting to get in. And at the end of the day, about 7,500 people or so, it looks like, filled up this place. And it's a big venue. I think I mentioned that in the front end, but at least a whole lower bowl of this arena and all the floor filled, and just a massive looking crowd. You've probably seen the photos by now at 268blog.com, but incredible sight. And, you know, we found out that it's the largest event in the history of Vancouver. And that's saying a lot, especially when it wasn't even open to the whole church. It was just for 18 to 25 year olds, and that's predominantly what was in the place tonight. And so I don't know. I wish I could just say, you know, wow, and everybody could understand. I wish we could just turn this little thing on and somehow capture the 4 hours of what happened in there. But a special, special night. Toronto was our first ever international event, and now Vancouver, our second Canadian stop. And it's just something special happening of people, you know, gathering and looking around and going, this is crazy. I mean, that's before the first songs ever sung. That's before the first prayers were prayed, before any messages were shared. It was a phenomenal, mind-boggling night from the start. And I think half the people in the place weren't even sure what they were coming to. They just came along to this passion thing, whatever it is. And then, wow. And so here's a little taste of it. We didn't do the long, you know, Mexico thing on stage, but here's just a little taste of Vancouver, a little bit of the reserved Canadians being not so reserved tonight. Here I am on stage trying to get a little taste of what's going on in lovely Canada. Take a listen. I'll be right back. Well, we're going to kill two birds with one stone then, in the sake of time, and I'm going to just jump into our Passion podcast for a second. I know no one in Canada listens to it, but a few people around the world do. And just say that we're here in the GM place. I almost said palace. That would have been kind of nice too, in the GM palace. Some folks out here holding up a sign that says God bless you, soul, which is very nicely made, by the way. And I'm just asking these people, and we're going to record this also, but I'm just asking, you know, people around the world who want to know what Canadians sound like. And so the question would be, I guess, does anybody here really want to make Jesus famous in this generation? And anybody here want to pray for soul career? So you got a little taste of Canada, and I wish we had recorded a bunch more of the songs for you, but, you know, it was one of those nights that honestly went by in a hurry. It seemed like we just landed here from Mexico. We just got to the venue. We met a whole bunch of people, had 3 or 4 meetings, had dinner, prayed, and then all of a sudden the night was done and it was over, and everything's being torn down and packed up, and we're going to get on a plane and go to South Korea. But this night is phenomenal, and I'll be back more with a little bit the download for you, but from GM Place, this has been an incredible night. Everything is, it's just bizarre. It's really bizarre, and I'm looking around at, you know, a place being made into a hockey arena again. It just seems like momentarily we sort of snuck in here and built a big throne for God and a big throne for Jesus right in the middle of it. So I'll be back a little bit later on. We'll do some follow-up from Vancouver. What a ride. What a ride. What a ride. That's all I know to say. Thank you, God, for letting us be a part of this. I'll be back with you soon. Well, I hate to think that we're on our way to Seoul. Not that there's anything wrong with being on our way to Seoul, but it's hard to walk away from what happened in Vancouver. And There's already been a lot of comments and some emails pouring our way just overnight, and I know a lot of you've already checked everything out at 268 blog, but I just want to highlight a couple because they really summarize what this whole thing is all about. And this one is from Tim, who was writing to say, "Wow, wow, wow, wow." I like that. I think that's kind of could become the buzzword of the Passion Tour. But he said, "Whoever said God cannot move through Canada is mistaken." Now, see, let me just interject. That opening line is why we're doing this world tour. "Whoever said God can't move through Canada is mistaken. I witnessed it with my own eyes last night." And see, that again, sorry, let me just jump in again. That's the world tour for us. It's like we knew God was working. We knew He was raising up a generation around the world. We knew that something's stirring in every country and every culture. But when you see it with your own eyes, it's all different. And that's Tim's own statement tonight. "I witnessed it with my own eyes last night. Coming to worship our God with 7,000 Christians, !! I can honestly say I will never be the same again after experiencing that story about Ashley. It showed me that everyone is searching to find God. They just don't know it yet. They are just looking in the wrong places, and it's our job, our great commission, to go and share the good news to the unsaved. With this amazing story, how can we go on living and just keep it to ourselves? Our teachers, our peers, our family, our friends, we need to show them high definition. I just want to encourage all my fellow Christians around Canada. We're praying for our nation, and we're praying for you. God is going to move through our cities. Thank you to the bands, Chris Tomlin, David Crowder, and Louis. You've made a mark on Canada. God bless, Tim." And I believe that, man. I'm with you, Tim, 100%. I believe that Passion Vancouver made a mark on the nation and definitely on the city, on Western Canada, and on the people that were there. I love this one. It says, "To whom it may concern, hi there, my name is Clement, and I am from Trinity Western University, and I just attended the Passion concert in Vancouver on Monday. It was a phenomenal experience. But one thing that really touched my heart was hearing how Mexico City had blessed us with their prayers. I talked to a lot of people in my school about that, and we all felt this huge desire to pray for Seoul. So I wanted to let you guys know that on Friday night at 6 p.m., which is 10 a.m. Seoul time, your second session, tons of people from our school are going to get together to pray for what God is going to do this weekend in Seoul. We wanted you guys to know that we're thinking, praying for you, and that you have tons of support over here in the West Coast. I can even take pictures or send them over to you if you'd like, so that your team will know that I can even take pictures and send them to you if you like, so that your team will know that we love you guys. It's up to you. Anyway, thank you for all the hard work, and thank you for what you have put in to make this happen." So how about that? Tomorrow, and we're going to take off and go to Seoul. When we get there, we're going to have some students gathering at Trinity Western University in Vancouver, and they're going to be praying for us. That's what the Passion World Tour is all about. And then just one more, if I can read this one to you. It says, "It seems somewhat pointless to echo the comments that 93 other people have already written, but I feel the need anyway. Passion was by far the best Christian event I've ever been to in Vancouver. So it's amazing to hear that it was the biggest our beautiful city has ever seen, and that so many people got to experience what I did. What an experience it was. I was blown away by the sheer number of people that lined up outside, and again at how many were packed into the same stadium I was last at to see the Spice Girls reunion tour." It's a little divulging of the information there. "At that concert back in December 2007, I thought, wow, what a better concert to have at GM Place. Well, thank you so much, Passion Tour, because you absolutely showed me that there is much, much better purpose to be served by that stadium than hockey games and girl band tours. Although I'd seen Chris Tomlin and David Crowder band numerous times, Monday's event seemed so much more powerful, probably because of all the worshiping, joyful, God-filled people whose voices resounded through that place that night. I felt God's power everywhere, in everyone, and I was near tears of both joy and sadness after hearing Ashley's story. God was completely comfortable there, and in the seat, in quotes, that Louis proposed we make for him. I saw so many friends that night literally light up for our Savior, one of which I must share. My friend, after the concert had ended, came sprinting into the halls of GM Place, whizzing past people with his arms like airplane wings, shouting, 'Whoa, Jesus, yeah, Jesus rocks, whoa,' making us all laugh and making me want to join him in a celebratory explosion for Christ. He definitely saw everything in high definition that night, and I pray that all those who attend there too. I know I did, and I can't say thank you enough to the Passion Tour volunteers and organizers. You nourished an already planted seed in this promising city. Please visit our city again sometime. You know, that's just it. And to you guys, I just say we loved Vancouver, and we love every city we've been to, but I really believe the best is yet to come, and I believe that something special happened there in that place. And so so many stories to tell, but a plane is waiting for us, and the tour is rolling. And so I'll be back with you guys when we get to Seoul, South Korea, and we'll see what God has for us on another continent, a whole another group of people, another moment in history, another opportunity for God to do what only God can do. We love you so much. The prayers, Trinity Western, the fact that you guys are going to pray with us, or people on our team who are in America, but they're scheduling when our green room prayers are before every session, and they're praying no matter what time of day or night it is. The intercession is humbling, and we can sense it and feel it, and it's building. And so to everybody that's prayed, given, to the volunteers from the cities, especially this last one in Vancouver, just seeing a team again as we came through the doors, eager to serve and put this whole thing together. People that flew to Vancouver from all over Canada to be volunteers, from all over the United States to be volunteers. It's just humbling. And 7,000 people thank you, and I thank you on their behalf. A generation thanks you. We'll never be the same. And we're not even finished yet. So for everyone involved in the Passion World Tour, this is Louis Giglio saying thanks for being with us. I'll be back with you from Seoul, South Korea. Take care and God bless. Hey, everybody. It's Louis back in the Passion World Tour, and I'm looking out my hotel room from the 22nd floor of our hotel in downtown Seoul, Korea. They told us when we landed here, the fourth most populous city in the world, the most densely populated city in the world, 17 million people in the city of Seoul, and they're all jammed into this little bitty urban, you know, crunch. Everyone on, in a high rise as far as you can see in every direction, and a little bit hazy, gray sky. It's almost 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. We got into Seoul, had a day to adjust here, try to figure out whether it's daytime or nighttime, and just absolutely loving looking back at the blog, reading the comments from Vancouver, and remembering what happened on Monday night in Canada is just really, really special. And to know that you guys are with us, you guys in Mexico City are with us, all you folks, Cape Town, Jozi, Jakarta, Manila, KL, and everybody on the first leg as well. It's just an awesome, awesome, humbling thought to think about it. And I'm looking out over big exhibition hall, some huge skyscrapers around a little courtyard underground for blocks, and every direction under me is a mall that would kind of blow your mind. And just popping up over this exhibition center, a block or two away, massive Buddhist temple with a huge statue standing up in the middle of it. I'd never seen one quite like it before. And a city where they say a fourth of the people in this city are Christians. The church is very young here, if you didn't know that. It's only been around, really up and running for a very short period of time, but the largest churches in the world are here. The largest Presbyterian church in the world is here, like 30, 40,000. The largest Baptist church in the world is here. The largest full gospel church in the world is here. I think they have somewhere in the neighborhood of 700,000 members at this church. You heard that right. And so obviously there's something phenomenal happening here. But at the same time, there are a lot of people here who are walking around with kind of blank stares, and everybody's got the best stuff. Fashion is everywhere. Everybody's working hard. But you can just see this kind of numbness and this emptiness among people as to figuring out what is life really all about. And we're really excited to be here. I have no idea what tonight's going to hold. But I just wanted to say we made it to Korea. Another stop. I think we actually went through the Seoul airport on our way to Manila. So that's kind of weird when you're on a world tour and you're starting to, you know, land in airports for the second, third time. But now we're officially in Korea, have been amazingly welcomed here by our friends and partners. In fact, cool thing is we've got some of our friends from Kampala, Uganda. Check that out. Who came to be with us, Benjamin from Power FM. I don't know if you remember him from the podcast, and Micah Ruthemio, who was one of our core pastoral, you know, supporters there, actually came to one of our regional events beforehand, And then we got two students from Kampala. So we got four Ugandans with us here. How cool is that? And they came all this way because they feel connected to the Passion Movement. They feel like they are a part of this world tour. And they said when we left Kampala, hey, we want to come to another city. We've always wanted to see what God's doing in Seoul. I think we're going to come to Seoul. So we're all getting ready to go out for a Korean barbecue last night. And we come down to the lobby of the hotel. And there's Benjamin and Micah and these dear friends of ours now. And these two young ladies that they brought with them. And it's so exciting to see friendship, man. We didn't even know these people a year ago. And yet here we are in Seoul together. It's just, wow, what can you say? That's pretty cool, right? So we're here. Tonight is going to happen. I'm going to end this version of the Passion Podcast here. We're going to try to get this one posted, maybe even tonight. And then we'll be back probably Sunday with a Seoul, Korea Passion Podcast before we land in Tokyo for Monday night. It's going to get kind of crazy, or we might have a Seoul, Tokyo podcast together. But we're going to try to post this one later tonight if Jonathan can. Everybody give a shout out to Jonathan for getting these things posted on the road. And we'll be back with you guys soon. Pray for tonight, man. Lord, we just trust in you for a breakthrough. What's happened in this nation is stunning. And the dedication, the perseverance of the moms and dads, the praying generation of Korea is just known all over the world and is legendary. But for these young 18-year-old faces that we've seen all over this town and all over this city who it just seems there's a disconnect even for the ones in the church from that generation that went before. And then there's just so many millions of them in this city that don't have any clue whatsoever as to who you are and how much you love them. And we're really asking you to pour something out tonight that transcends culture and languages, that jumps over geographical boundaries, that bridges nations and continents, and that really unleashes the power of the gospel of grace through the Holy Spirit tonight. And we're helpless. We're a little bit, you know, kind of got our heads spinning around, but you are God and you are powerful, and we are standing in the prayers of people all over this world that are praying for us right now. And whatever they're praying, we say yes to those prayers. Whatever they're asking you, we say yes to those prayers. And we're going to stand and walk in them by faith tonight and trust you to do mighty things. We're excited and we're anxious. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys are champs. You are champs and we love you so much. We will be back soon from Seoul, South Korea on the Passion Podcast. Take care.